Good morning. It's Monday, the 16th of December, 1991, 7:43 and a half. You're listening to Radio Cracker, Potters Bar 100.7 FM. If you've just tuned in, it's a day of chaos in London and the outskirts. No British Rail trains are running into the centre of London. That includes King's Cross and Moorgate. There's been a bomb explosion, a large bomb explosion at Clapham Junction. Reports of a bomb at Victoria, not exploded. I'm going to go back over to, I'll take us back over to the newsroom and Jan and Victoria.
Following reports of an explosion at Clapham Junction British Rail station in South London, police are now saying that it went off in the main goods yard. All London's mainline stations, including King's Cross and Moorgate, have been closed and there are no trains into London. Although some may be travelling to Finsbury Park, but that is unconfirmed. So far, there are no reports of casualties at Clapham Junction. 13 underground stations, which are interchanges with British Rail stations, are also shut this morning. The stations were closed after a bomb warning telephoned at 20 to 6 this morning. Residents in the Clapham Junction area say that they heard a large explosion at 10 to 6 this morning, 10 minutes after the telephone warning. Police are currently searching the track between Clapham Junction and Queenstown Road in Battersea. Fire officers have said that there is a huge crater on the track. The mainline stations are closed. The police are currently searching the stations. The IRA have said that bombs have been placed at all mainline stations. We have an unconfirmed report of an unexploded bomb at Victoria British Rail Station. It is believed that police are currently interviewing someone there. The bomb explosion this morning follows two firebomb attacks at Brent Cross Shopping Centre and at the National Gallery over the weekend. The IRA say they are stepping up their campaign. There are no trains into London, we repeat, and people would be reverting to their cars. There's also chaos on the roads. At Blackwall Tunnel, traffic is tailing back past Shooters Hill. Between junctions 7 and 10 on the M1, traffic is very slow moving. South of Clapham Junction, most roads are closed in the Pimlico region and there are diversions in operation around Victoria Station. Our reporters tell us that most main roads into London, the traffic on those is practically at a standstill. Our advice is don't travel. Stay tuned to Radio Cracker for more news.
Thank you, Jan. Any station staff listening who are unable to travel into town today, would you kindly report to the studio? There's obviously lots of reports coming from all sorts of directions and we'd like to monitor them. John Morford has joined us in the studio. John is the minister from the Baptist Church in Barnet Road. We'll be talking to John in a moment, or rather John will be doing his thought for the day. In the meantime, some Christmassy music from Mike Oldfield in Dulce Jubilo.
Thank you.
Mike Oldfield there in Dulce Jubilo, a very appropriate Christmas tune. If you've just tuned in, good morning. You're listening to Radio Cracker, Podders Bar 100.7 FM. We are broadcasting to Podders Bar and the surrounding districts. And the main news that we are reporting this morning is that all London British Rail termini are closed. They are closed due to a security alert. The linking London Underground stations are also closed. The advice from the police is not to attempt to travel into London by train, certainly at the moment. Reports come in say that the stations are likely to stay closed for most of the day. So stay close to your radio, listen in. As soon as we get further news, we'll bring it to you. In the meantime, I've been joined in the studio by John Walford, who is the minister of the Potters Bar Baptist Church in Barnet Road. And John is going to give us his thoughts for today. Over to you, John.
Thanks, Chris. Good morning. What do they hope to achieve, my wife asked, as the news came in of the firebombs at Brent Cross on Saturday. I wonder how many times that question has been asked in the long history of violence in Northern Ireland. The hope, of course, is that everyone will so tire of the violence, of the sort of disruption to our lives that has been caused by the bombs at the stations this morning, that we in this country will wash our hands of everything to do with Ireland. Yet what sort of country do the men of violence hope to inherit? A recent newspaper article told the story of two neighbouring towns in Northern Ireland, one nationalist and one loyalist, small villages whose inhabitants wanted to kill one another. Over the past few years, something like 40 people from the villages had been killed. The article was called Kill Thy Neighbour. Northern Ireland, of course, is not the only place where violence is seen as the solution. Killing their neighbours is proving a popular pastime in Yugoslavia currently, not to mention Iraq, El Salvador, and 100 other places. We see it all over the world, and all through history. Yet the result of this violence is never peace. It is pain and suffering, bitterness and hatred. Finally now, after 70 years, the violence of the Russian Revolution has borne fruit in a way Lenin could never have imagined. In Jesus' day there were revolutionaries too. Men who wanted to rise up and overthrow the Romans. Many wanted Jesus to follow their cause and advocate the way of violence as a way of changing society. In fact, many uprisings followed in Jesus' time. But the result was not glory, it was destruction. It resulted in the destruction of the Jewish nation, the destruction of Jerusalem. Jesus came not to bring more violence, but to point to its end. That's why he's called the Prince of Peace. He recognized that people could never be changed by force. A revolution is certainly needed to change the world that we live in. But it is a revolution within men's and women's hearts. Jesus came to change the world, and to do it by changing each individual. On Saturday, the true hope for change was not through the men of violence, but in the message of the Salvation Army band that carried on playing Christmas carols. Peace on earth, goodwill to all men.
Thank you, John. John will be back in probably 20 minutes, half an hour, after reviewing the papers. The papers, of course, do not cover the main story of today, which is that there has been a bomb explosion at Clapham Junction, apparently in the goods yard, an explosion that was heard as far away as Battersea. Certainly gave a few people an early alarm call down there. The Victoria, there's reports of an unexploded bomb. All the London rail termini, British rail termini, are closed. They're likely to remain closed until midday. We're going to go back over to Jan in a moment for an update.
If you've just tuned in, we have a report there's an explosion at Clapham Junction British Rail Station in South London. Police say the bomb went off in the main goods yard at the station. All London's mainline stations, including King's Cross and Moorgate, have been closed and there are no trains into London. Although some may be running to Finsbury Park, that is unconfirmed. 13 underground stations, which are interchanges with British Rail stations, are also shut. The stations were closed after a telephone bomb warning at 20 to 6 this morning. Residents round Clapham Junction station say they heard a huge explosion at 10 to 6, 10 minutes after the warning. Police are currently searching the track between Clapham Junction and Queenstown Road in Battersea. Fire officers have told reporters that there is a huge crater on the track. We also have an unconfirmed report of an unexploded bomb at Victoria British Rail Station. It is believed that police are currently interviewing someone there. All mainline stations are currently being searched. Anti-terrorist squads, on standby at all London stations, and the London Ambulance Service is also in attendance. But so far we have no reports of casualties. The bomb explosion this morning follows two firebomb attacks at Brent Cross Shopping Centre and at the National Gallery over the weekend. We also know that the bomb has gone off outside a police station in Northern Ireland, causing damage to the building. This was at Sainfield in County Down. It injured a passing motorist. On Sunday, the IRA warned that there would be more bomb attacks this week. Traffic, and there are diversions in operation around Victoria Station where the reports of the unexploded bomb are. South of the station, Clapham Junction, most roads are closed in the Pimlico region. And traffic on the roads, our reporters say that all main roads, the traffic is very heavy into London. Main roads where it's practically at standstill are M4, M25, M11 southbound, A12 and around Wandsworth and Chorley Wood. Vauxhall Bridge Road is closed. We'll be back for an update shortly. Over to you, Chris.
There are over 30 million children on the streets of the world's cities. Please help Radio Cracker to help them.
Spaces, what are we living for? Abandoned places, I guess we know the score. On and on, does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another mindless crime behind the curtain in the past. Hold the line. Does anybody want to take it anymore?
Good morning. Monday, the 16th of December, 1991. A chaotic morning, as you're probably aware if you've been listening. We're now going over to Network News. Approaching 8 o'clock.
The news update, I'm Angus Morath. There's been an explosion on a railway line just north of Clapham Junction, soon after a telephone warning that bombs have been placed at all mainline BR terminals in London. Details from Tim Webb.
The blast happened between Clapham and Victoria on the line at Latimer Junction. There are no reports of any injuries. About an hour earlier, British Transport Police decided to evacuate and shut all the capital's mainline terminals and 13 underground interchanges with them. This followed a telephone warning at 20 to 6 of devices planted at all London's main train stations. On Sunday, the IRA warned its active service units would cause more disruption and chaos on the mainland while the British Army was in Northern Ireland. Over the weekend, IRA firebombs went off at Brent Cross Shopping Centre and the National Gallery in London.
Sky News correspondent Tom Roach is at Clapham Junction. He says the blast has all the hallmarks of a terrorist attack.
Well, Clapham Junction itself is absolute bedlam this morning. It's a wet Monday morning, as I'm sure you know, and hundreds of people are milling around in St. John's Hill outside the main entrance of Clapham Junction. Many of them took refuge in nearby newsagents, coffee bars and sandwich bars, hoping that this crisis might pass off. All those shops and coffee bars have now been sealed off. Police are evacuating the entire area. They're obviously taking this very, very seriously.
And a bomb's exploded outside a police station in Northern Ireland. A motorist was injured by flying debris. The explosion caused minor damage to the building at Saintfield in County Down. Last week, 66 people were hurt in an IRA attack on a police station in Craigavon. America says it's studying requests from Russia and Ukraine to formally recognise their independence. US Secretary of State James Baker is in Moscow as part of his mission to find out who's now in power in the former Soviet Union and whose finger is on the vast nuclear button. Mr. Baker's meeting Russian President Boris Yeltsin first in the next hour. Later, he'll see President Gorbachev. The US Defence Secretary Dick Cheney has voiced fears that some of the Soviet's 27,000 nuclear warheads could fall into the hands of other countries like Iraq, Iran, or North Korea.
Clearly, you have to be concerned about the possibility that either a weapon or knowledge about how to produce weapons will ultimately find its way to third parties. And given the breakup of the Soviet Union, given the disintegration of their society, given the sad state of their economy, the only realistic thing for me to do as Secretary of Defense is to anticipate that one of the byproducts of the breakup of the Soviet Union will be a proliferation of nuclear capability.
That from Sky News. Egypt's starting an inquiry into why rescue services took hours to reach the ferry which sank 6 miles off the coast. Up to 400 people died as strong winds pushed the ship onto a coral reef in the Red Sea. Robert Maxwell's son, Kevin, is due to make a sworn statement in the High Court in London today on what he knows about missing millions from the Mirror Group pension fund. The Serious Forward Office is investigating the transfer of pension money before and after Robert Maxwell's death. And the top story again, there's been an explosion on a railway line just north of Clapham Junction, soon after a telephone warning that bombs have been placed at all mainline BR terminals in London. Network News time, 3 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Radio Cracker, Care on the Air. This is Gary Davis from BBC Radio 1, asking you to donate as much as you can to help underprivileged children around the world. Remember, tune in, pay out.
Good morning, you've tuned in to Radio Cracker, Potters Bar 100.7 FM, broadcasting to Potters Bar and the surrounding districts. My name's Chris Cook. In the newsroom we have Victoria Wood and Jan Kales. They're keeping a close eye on the situation as it develops. Just a quick reminder there, although I'm sure you don't need it. London British Rail Termini are closed. There are no trains going into the centre of London today. At least until midday. British Rail think they may be able to open at around about then. Obviously, they've got to check for any suspicious packages, any bombs. We've heard about the explosion in Clapham, suspected package at Victoria. We will keep you advised of the situation. Victoria and Jan at this moment monitoring all reports coming in from all sources everywhere. This is Nane the Cherry and Buffalo Stance.
Scratching and give me a beat. Ouch! Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the hi-hat. Go on. That's good. Now the tambourine. Right now. Yeah! DJ!
looking good today. Who's looking good in every way? No style rookie. You better watch, don't mess with me. No money man can win my love. It's sweetness that I'm thinking of. We always hang in a buffalo stance. We do the dial every time we dance. I give you love, baby, not a romance. I make a move, nothing left to chance. So don't you get fresh with me.
Monday, the 16th of December, 1991, at 8:08 in the morning. A very confused day, a lot of action, a lot of things happening up in London. The London British Rail termini are all closed. They're likely to remain closed until midday. Underground stations attached to the mainline stations are also closed. British Rail says that it intends to take passengers as close to London as possible without entering termini. There's been an explosion at Clapham Junction, which has caused a great deal of devastation. We understand there are no casualties, but obviously we're monitoring the situation as closely as we can. Radio Cracker, Potter's Bar 100.7. Our news team this morning is working very, very hard to collate all the reports and give you clear information as to what is happening.
For anyone interested in improving their cricket during the winter months, well, now is the opportunity. Private coaching is available indoors within Potter's Bar. Sessions are being run under the guidance of two National Cricket Association senior coaches. To aid the coaching, an automatic bowling machine and video camera are being used. All ages and abilities are catered for. For further details, please phone Neville Coleman on Potter's Bar 54378. We look forward to seeing you there.
54378 there for Neville Coleman for cricket coaching. Sounds like a very good idea, and I'm expecting to take that up in the new year as well. Good morning, you're listening to Chris Cook on Radio Cracker, Potters Bar 100.7 FM, broadcasting to Potters Bar and the surrounding districts. As you'll by now be aware, a lot of news coming in this morning, the problems in London with transport, with the British Rail Terminal being closed. We're keeping a very close eye on that, and we'll keep you up to date. Time for some more music now. I think we'll have that one. We've had that one already. Let's try something else. Let's go over to disc and try this one. Morning, Monday the 16th of December 1991. My name is Chris Cook, looking after breakfast this morning. John Morford John Morford is here and is going to review the papers in a moment, and Jan and Victoria are keeping a close eye on all the stories on the news this morning. We have heard from one of our correspondents in the city that he was able to travel up to Finsbury Park this morning and then take an underground into the city, but as you could expect, it is absolute chaos, and obviously there's no guarantee that as the day goes on, as the rush hour increases, that that route will still be available. He does tend to leave very early in the morning. Let's have another track now from B.A. Robertson. This is called Sanson. Yeah. Sanson there from B.A. Robertson. That's a terrific track. Play a lot of B.A. Robertson on Radio Cracker, Potter's Bar 100.7 FM. John Walford is with me now. He's going to review the papers kindly supplied by the Candy Stop at 14 Broadway. I was down there this morning, so good morning to Mr. Sejpal. He is open from 5:45 in the morning till 7:30 at night. Almost as long as the radio station is open up here. As you'll be aware, just before I go over to John, British Rail termini in London are all closed. They're likely to remain closed until midday, according to British Rail. London Underground stations that are attached to British Rail mainline stations have also been closed. We've had one report from one of our correspondents. He has managed to find his way to his office in the city via Finsbury Park and London Underground. He said, of course, it was absolute chaos and there's no guarantee that things will be that easy. Or it wasn't that easy by all accounts, but it may well be as the morning goes on. If there's reports of any suspicious packages, that journey could become impossible. We'll be going back to Jan and Victoria in the newsroom at the moment. In a few moments, Owen is also up here monitoring for us as well. But now we go over to John Walford, who's going to tell us about the papers.
Thanks, Chris. Oh, excuse me. Well, the papers seem to be very divided this morning in their headlines. Obviously, there's nothing in there about this morning's bombs. That's coming far too late. The Daily Telegraph and the Daily Mail and the Independent and the Financial Times all talk about the breakup in the Soviet Union. And the agreement that has been reached about control of nuclear weapons. Excuse me. Daily Mail suggests that the United States might actually buy them in exchange for food and hard cash. Then The Guardian and The Express both talk about the recession. And their particular concern is the problems that people have in repaying mortgage. Major orders homes rescue, says the Daily Express. Recession dogs major. Tories haunted by home loans crisis, the Guardian. The Mirror leads on, naturally, their main obsession at the moment is Robert Maxwell still. Praise the Lord, they say. Oh dear, excuse me. At last there's some money he didn't nick. And this is a report about the money that was raised to help Britain's homeless. To a Mother Teresa appeal and managed to stay out of his hands. The Times lead is Pilgrims Die as Ferry Hits Red Sea Reef. This is a report about Muslim pilgrims back from going back from Saudi Arabia to Egypt. And today the headline is Beware the Charles Factor. And that's about the build-up to the next election. The Prince has been staging a secret letter-writing blitz on senior ministers to force them to take into account his views on key policies. And that's the headlines this morning, Chris.
Thank you, John. Jan, what's the latest on the news front?
There's been an explosion just north of Clapham Junction, British Rail Station in South London. The bomb went off, reportedly at the main goods yard, on the line at Latimer Junction. Hundreds of commuters are stuck at Clapham Junction, unable to travel. All London's mainline stations, including King's Cross and Moorgate, have been closed and are likely to remain closed all morning. There are no trains into London, although some may be running to Finsbury Park, that is unconfirmed. We have no reports of casualties so far at Clapham Junction. 13 underground stations, which are interchanges with British Rail stations, are also shut. All mainline stations were closed this morning after a bomb warning was telephoned by the IRA at 5:40, saying that bombs had been placed at all British Rail mainline stations. We have an unconfirmed report of an unexploded bomb at Victoria British Rail station. It is believed that police are interviewing someone there. All mainline stations are currently being searched. Anti-terrorist squads are at all mainline stations and the London Ambulance Service is on standby. The bomb explosion this morning follows two firebomb attacks at Brent Cross Shopping Centre and one at the National Gallery over the weekend. On Sunday, the IRA announced that there would be more bomb attacks this week, put into operation by their active service units currently operating on the mainland. A bomb has also gone off outside a police station in Northern Ireland, causing minor damage to a building and injuring a passing motorist. This was at Sainfield in County Down. As you might guess, there is chaos on the roads following the explosion at Clapham Junction and all London's mainline terminal stations being closed. The reports we have is that Although roads are gradually being opened around Victoria and Clapham Junction, there are many diversions. The M1 between Junction 7 to 10 is very slow moving. Also around the Blackwall Tunnel, traffic is trailing back past Shooters Hill. The tidal flow there is shut until January the 6th for maintenance anyway. Motorways which are heavy packed with traffic, the M4, the M25, the M11 southbound, the A12 and the A3. Particularly heavy traffic also around Wandsworth and Chorley Wood. Vauxhall Bridge Road is closed. Our Radio Cracker reporters that all main roads into London are practically at standstill. General advice is don't travel. Stay tuned to Radio Cracker for more news shortly.
Thank you, Jan. You're listening to Radio Cracker, Potters Bar 100.7 FM. It's 8:22 now on Monday the 16th of December, a really chaotic day as you can imagine. Our news team is coping admirably with all the reports that are coming in from correspondents here, there and everywhere. Stay tuned to Radio Cracker, Potters Bar 100.7. What are we doing this for? Well, we are raising money for children who are forced to live on the streets of the world's cities. And the way we do that is by asking people to tune in. You've obviously done that because you're listening to my voice at the moment. Tell your friends all about us as well. And then we demand of you to pay out. The way you can pay out is by going to the Cracker Shop, which is in Darts Lane opposite the station, next to H.E. Gerber the Jewellers. The shop will be open at around about 9 o'clock this morning. When you go down there, you can make a dedication. Make somebody's day. It must be a birthday, wedding anniversary, simply I'm sorry, a message, I love you, whatever you want to do. Go down there, make a dedication. Please be artist specific. Be prepared to accept something by a particular artist. Give us a couple of choices. If we can find a particular track you request, great, we'll do that. If you own the record, then please put your phone number on there. Perhaps we'll give you a call and collect it from you. We're still looking for a copy of Je suis un Rockstar by Bill Wyman, which we wanted for our... we found one. John's got a copy. John Morford has a copy of Je suis un Rockstar. We'll get that from him a little bit later. We wanted that for French Day, really, John, on Saturday, but any excuse will do. We'll play that. We would also very much welcome donations from you. You can go into the shop to make a donation, or you can go to Nationwide Anglia in Darts Lane, NatWest in Darts Lane, or the High Street. Also in the shop, we have merchandise. We have a few T-shirts left. They're going fast. A few mugs. They're also disappearing very quickly. Some baseball caps, some wrapping paper, gift cards, etc. There is also a Tearcraft stall down there. They are also selling some wonderful merchandise. Basically goods which have been produced by people who have suffered major disasters, earthquakes, floods, etc. It's very much a self-help project. By buying these goods, you're helping them to, again, produce economic goods that people want and get them back on their feet. Wonderful example of self-help. We do need advertising. It's cheap, it's effective. Your business will benefit, and so will the street kids. During the day, contact the Cracker Shop. In the evenings, 51022. 51022. We're going to play one more record now, and we'll come back to John for some more news from the papers. This is a record which is played an awful lot on this station, and I'm as guilty as anybody because I really enjoy it. Martika's Kitchen.
So true, you can make all my wishes so real. dreams. If you're good, babe, I'll even let you break the dishes. Come on, get some, get some, get some. In my Tika's kitchen, baby. Say you with it. Come on, sweetie, if you're good, I'll let you get it. I don't care, I got the chair. If you think your butt'll fit it, you turn me all the way up, I admit it. Come on, get some in my Tika's kitchen, baby. You bring the noise and I'll bring the smile. It's been so long since you've been down to the kitchen, baby. My desire is running like a country mile. So T-R-U-E true. The oven is hot, baby, when we get started, we won't ever stop. Come on, get some in my Tika's kitchen, baby. You bring the noise, and I'll bring the smile, so true. You can make all my wishes.
It's just coming up to 8:29. We go back to Jan for an update on the news.
Following the explosion at Clapham Junction British Rail Station, British Rail have now said that trains are being turned round and sent out of London. The AA and the RAC say that traffic in the centre of the city is practically at standstill. All three say that the advice is not to travel, that stay at home if possible, tune into your local radio station such as Radio Cracker for updates. Also, British Rail say contact your local station for information before setting out. The explosion happened just north of Clapham Junction British Rail Station in South London at the main goods yard on the line at Latimer Junction. Hundreds of commuters are now stuck at Clapham Junction, unable to travel. All London's mainline stations, including King's Cross and Moorgate in the South East region, have been closed and are likely to remain closed all morning, if not all day. There are no trains into London. We repeat, no trains into London, although some may be running to Finsbury Park. But as I said earlier, British Rail are now sending the trains out of London as there is chaos on the lines. 13 underground stations, which are interchanges with British Rail stations, are also shut, and tubes are travelling straight through the British Rail mainline stations with passengers unable to get off. The mainline stations were closed this morning after a bomb warning was telephoned by the IRA at 20 to 6. Residents in the Clapham Junction area said they heard a huge explosion at 10 to 6, just 10 minutes after the warning was telephoned through. Police are currently searching the track between Clapham Junction and Queenstown Road in Battersea. Fire officers there say there is a huge crater on the line. It is unsafe for trains to travel. Our reporters tell us that traffic on the main roads into London is practically at standstill. We know that the M4, M25, M11 southbound, A12 and A3 all have heavy traffic on them. Also around Wandsworth and Chorley Wood, there is chaos on the roads. Vauxhall Bridge Road is closed. Blackhall Tunnel is training back. The traffic there is training back past Shooter's Hill. For further travel reports, tune in to Radio Cracker. We'll be back in a few minutes with more news.
Since 1989, they've raised £1 million. Please help Radio Cracker to raise even more for needy children around the world.
Thank you to Jan, Victoria and Owen in the newsroom. They're going to stay staffing the newsroom for quite a few well, half an hour. We'll stay on the on that story as long as is necessary, of course. John Walford is here. He's been reviewing the papers, which have been supplied by Candy Stop, as always. Candy Stop open at 5:45 in the morning and close at 7:30. You can find them opposite the Texaco service station at 14 the Broadway. Go in there, say hello to Mr. Sage Powell, and wish him a good day. He's a wonderful guy. John, what have you got for us now?
Right, well, before I do anything else, Chris, I've got to say hello to my family, because they're probably listening at the moment. And to my daughter Katie and Bethany, and I'd just like to thank them for not waking me up this morning in time to get here.
John overslept this morning, listeners.
And I expect many of you wish you had as well. Main picture in the Sun this morning is of the widow of Jim Morrison, the policeman who was murdered on Saturday. And obviously a very sad thing. I know many, several policemen, members at our church, and are very worried about this tide of violence against them. Another article in the Sun is about Queen going to number one, and it says here that they've been boosted by John Major, who helped to send them to number one by buying one of their singles for his son James. So that's exciting. Big article in Today, all about health issues. The first part of it talks about various parts of our diet that cause us problems, eating meat, various nasty things that we've got in the things we're eating. And then the second part is actually about what we're breathing in at the moment with all this strange weather we've been having, all the smog and stuff. So it seems that at the moment it's not safe to eat or to breathe, which doesn't leave you very much of an option, I think. Then lots of coverage in the papers about the death of John Arlott, who was perhaps, if not the greatest broadcaster of the last few years, one of the greatest broadcasters.
I certainly agree with that, John. Wonderful commentator.
Outstanding ability to use radio as a not just a way of communicating, but really a sort of poetic medium, almost. An incredible guy.
Yeah, marvellous. There are some videos available, I think, John Arlott's Vintage Cricket.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And it's superb just to listen to the guy talking. Yeah. The expression that he could get over.
Yeah, amazing.
So descriptive.
I should think he's worth listening to, even if you hate cricket, to be honest.
Oh, I love cricket.
I know you do, but if you just love English language, indeed, then he's worth listening to. Well, let's see who's got a birthday today. Quentin Blake, the artist. He's 59. Arthur C. Clarke, the science fiction writer. He's 74. Stephanie Lawrence, the actress, is 38. And Liv Ullmann, the actress, she's 53. In the Mail, there's a big picture article about William the Refrigerator Perry, who actually makes me look really pretty slim. I must cut this out and pin it up on my board when the guys at my church are making rude comments about me. In all of this, I can't actually work out how big he is, but I should think he's about the size of half a double-decker bus, and he's certainly a big lad. And then finally, some news about Israel.
If you want to lose weight, by the way, John,
yeah,
can I recommend you take up DJing? I lost half a stone in a week doing this
is
job,
that
doing
right?
Breakfast shows and lunchtime shows. So that's the way to lose weight, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a thought, isn't it? Israel apparently is lifting its ban on the performance of music by Richard Wagner. Wagner's anti-Semitism, according to the Daily Telegraph, was a source of inspiration for Hitler, and that's ensured that his music has not been heard officially at an Israeli concert since the creation of the Jewish state. Actually, there is just one more thing. A picture here of the Reverend Robin Gamble.
Can I hold that up to the microphone, John?
Sorry? Yes, if you just hold it, that's it, so you can see the picture. And he's singing heartily with lots of other people. They're from Bradford, and he's leading a 150-strong interdenominational congregation in 30 minutes of hymn singing yesterday amid shoppers in the city's Halifax Road Tesco's. So all of those that you thought you could go shopping on a Sunday instead of going to church, you see, there's no getting away from us.
Quite right, too. Okay. You're coming in again tomorrow?
Wednesday, I think.
Wednesday. Excellent. Yeah. John will be back on Wednesday for a thought for the day. and reviewing the papers. John will also be my guest on 10 by 1 next week, next Sunday, probably around about 9 o'clock, seems to be the fixed time for it now. We'll be talking to John about his 10 of his favourite pieces of music, could include Just Sweet and Rockstar, maybe, and a bit about his life. We'll have some youngsters in to help me to interview as well. Wonderful evening yesterday. We had Zabanu Gifford, the author, broadcaster, politician, housewife, superstar, and I even had some fan mail on that came through the door last night about 11:30. I'm not going to read it. It's really lovely. Thank you. Okay, John, have you ever heard of a lady called Madonna?
Well, it sounds vaguely familiar. I'm not sure where from. But...
Right, she does some wonderful music for aerobics. In fact, if the four of you here, we have John sitting opposite me on the sofa. We have Jan, who's listening in, doing the news. Victoria Wood, who's also there helping her out. Owen's keeping an eye on another source for us. If you guys would like to just do a bit of aerobics, I'm going to nip out and talk my contact lens out because I've got a bit of grit in it. Here's Vogue by Madonna. And strike that pose, fellas.
What are you looking at?
Beauty's where you find it.
The incomparable Madonna on Radio Cracker, Potters Bar 100.7 FM. We're broadcasting to Potters Bar and the surrounding districts. We're doing it to raise money for children who are forced to live on the streets of the world's cities. And don't be fooled, just because there wasn't a frost last night, still extremely unpleasant sleeping in cardboard boxes on the streets of major cities. So tune in, you've done that. Tell everybody else to tune in. You've heard our news service this morning. It's been absolutely brilliant. The news team, the total of their ages doesn't equal mine, well, it does just about. And we demand that you pay out. The Cracker Shop in Darts Lane opposite the station next to H.E. Gerbert the Jewellers will be open in 17-18 minutes time. You can go down there, make a dedication for somebody, make a donation, or you can purchase merchandise. If you wish to advertise, it's cheap, it's effective, your business will benefit, and so will the street kids. During the day, contact the Cracker Shop. In the evenings, 51022. Well, how about getting away from all this, all these problems on the trains this morning? Win a boat trip, or bid for a boat trip. We're looking for the highest bid for a day out on the local Harts stroke Essex River on a 26-foot cruiser. All food will be provided. You would be able to be the captain, be the boss, and steer stroke work the locks, etc. This is a job for a captain. Either three adults or two adults and three children. You only need to drive for about half an hour, depending on what speed you go at, to get to the boat. The trip will be on a date in spring or summer 1992 to be organised with the sponsor. And how do you bid for this, I hear you ask? Well, you make your bid in an envelope marked boat trip and take it down to the aforementioned Cracker Shop, which is next to H.E. Gerber's in Darks Lane, on the opposite corner to a certain bank with a sort of bluish sign. Who haven't sponsored us yet? Come on, Barclays, get your fingers out, please. Now, going back to Jan for an update on the news.
Following the explosion at Clapham Junction British Rail Station and the closure of all mainline stations, British Rail say they are now turning trains around and sending them out of London. The AA and the RAC say that traffic in the centre of the city is practically at standstill. All three organisations say their advice is not to attempt to travel. British Rail say contact your local station first for information. All trains are terminating short of central London. Near Clapham Junction, police have set up a cordon and sealed off the area around Esther Road, but the area has not been completely evacuated. Residents are still being allowed in and out. Police say the device was timed to cause maximum disruption at the busiest junction in Europe. Traffic queues and bus queues have been greatly reduced in the area. Scotland Yard say they are going to be setting up an information point, but first they will be examining the overall situation in London. The news from Scotland Yard is that the device was on the Olympia Loop line, where trains are running from Birmingham through Olympia and Clapham Junction to the southwest. Police say there have been no injuries and many ambulances have now left the scene. There's still chaos on the roads and chaos on the network as expected. Avoid the town centre if possible. Diversions are in operation around Victoria Station, Wandsworth Road and Nine Elms. The M1 between junctions 7 to 10, traffic is very slow moving. Also, the M4, M25, M11 southbound, the A12 and A3 are very congested. There is heavy traffic around Wandsworth and Chorley Wood. Vauxhall Bridge Road is closed. Over to you, Owen, for further details.
Actually, just before Owen comes in on that, we've just had a report in to say that the A1 is awful. Our publicity manager is on the road there, apparently from Hatfield to Stirling Corner. I can't vouch for the total accuracy of that at this moment, but Andy rang in to say it is quite appalling. Owen, what have you got for us?
Yep. National Express coaches are running extra services following the explosion. Docklands Light Railways running is continuing to run. Traffic at the Blackwall Tunnel is very slow, moving, railing back past Shooter's Hill.
Right, anything else, sir?
No, that's it.
Okay, Owen's going to keep an eye on the traffic for us. Here's another track from Paul McCartney and Wings for Susie and Paul. Letting Go There by Wings from the album Venus and Mars. We're going back to Jan, who's got some a new report for us. Jan.
Yes, we have further unconfirmed reports of an unexploded bomb at Victoria British Rail Station and another on the underground line connecting with Victoria. It's believed that police are interviewing someone at Victoria Station. More van loads of police have arrived and they are sending extra dogs in. Meanwhile, all mainline stations are currently being searched and are closed to the public. They are likely to be closed all morning, if not all day. BR say contact your local station for information before travelling.
Thank you, Jan. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Paul Davis, who's due to look after the next show. Paul, tell me what you just told me, mate.
Well, actually, I start a new job today. I've been qualifying, or been training for the last few weeks, and as it goes, it happens that I'm actually a Victoria Line controller this afternoon, responsible for the running of the Victoria Line.
How about that? I don't think we've got anybody else in that position on any national station. Paul, tell us what it's about.
Right, well, usually the job involves you're literally sitting in front of, you're sitting at a desk with a bank of phones, a bank of TV screens which are connected to each station, and a bank of telephones which you can talk to your signalman, you can talk to station staff and the supervisors at every station involved. And on the Victoria Line, being as it has so many interchanges, it has the biggest operations room and the biggest amount of supervisors and one of the largest amounts of workloads. Being it a small line, it's rather fast as well to control.
What do you imagine the scene is going to be at this very moment?
Well, I can imagine the controller actually at Euston, in the control room at Coburg Street, surrounded by just about everyone on earth, and the poor overworked station supervisors at Victoria being interviewed left, right and centre by the police. Not a pleasant experience, and I don't really want to relish it this afternoon at about 2 o'clock when I leave here.
Well, you've got no choice, you've got to go in, mate.
I know, so hopefully there'll be some people there to hold me hand, you know.
How do you train to do this job?
Well, quite simply, you start with a career on London Underground. I mean, there's many different ways of doing it. I mean, you can be a booking clerk, a train driver, a signalman, and literally, if you're mad enough, and I was told I have the qualities of being mad enough, you can actually apply for the controller's job. Right. It is quite stressful, but the thing is, like I said, if you're mad enough to cope with it, then it is a very rewarding job, although rather difficult.
And what are your shift patterns on that?
Shift patterns are, at the moment, they could call me in at any time, literally. Usually earlies, lates and nights, simple as that. Mm-hmm. 7 till 3, 3 till 11, and 11 till 7 in the morning.
Right, so when you start at 2, you'll be knocking off?
Knocking off about 10 o'clock.
Right, so we'll have a special report from you tomorrow morning.
That's if I'm here tomorrow. Don't worry, I will be.
Paul, thank you very much. Paul's coming on the air fairly soon. Let's have another track now. This is Prince and Diamonds and Pearls.
We go.
Radio Cracker, Potter's Bar, 100.7 FM, it's Gloria Estefan. Take us up to news time and network news, and we'll be hearing some more from Paul Davis after the news. Radio Cracker, Potter's Bar, 100.7 FM. Good morning, my name's Chris Cook. We've been here running breakfast since about 10 to 7 this morning. Obviously, with all the news coming out of London, that the British Rail stations being closed. We understand that the stations themselves are now opening, though services will not be running yet. Stay tuned to Radio Cracker, we've got a lot more information coming up for you. We're now approaching news time.